Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 8th of April, 2024. The Bible reading for today is from Proverbs 11, verses 1 to 11. The Lord detests dishonest scales, but accurate weights find favor with him. When pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. The integrity of the upright guides them, but the unfaithful are destroyed by their duplicity. Wealth is worthless in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. The righteousness of the blameless makes their paths straight, but the wicked are brought down by their own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright delivers them, but the unfaithful are trapped by evil desires. Hopes placed in mortals die with them. All the promise of their power comes to nothing. The righteous person is rescued from trouble, and it falls on the wicked instead. With their mouths, the godless destroy their neighbors, but through knowledge, the righteous escape. When the righteous prosper, the city rejoices. When the wicked perish, there are shouts of joy. Through the blessing of the upright, a city is exalted, but by the mouth of the wicked, it is destroyed. Today's article, titled Joy in the City, was written by Wynne Collier. When France and Argentina met in the 2022 World Cup final, it was an incredible contest that many dubbed the greatest World Cup match in history. As the final seconds ticked by in extra time, the score was tied at 3-3, sending the teams to penalties. After Argentina scored the winning penalty, the nation erupted in celebration. More than a million Argentinians overwhelmed Buenos Aires. Drone footage spread across social media showing this raucous, happy scene. One BBC report described how the city quaked with an explosion of joy. Joy is always a wonderful gift. Proverbs, though, describes how a city, a people, can experience joy that goes even deeper and lasts far longer. When the righteous prosper, the proverb says, the city rejoices. When those who truly live by God's designs for humanity begin to influence a community, then this signals good news because it means God's justice is taking hold. Greed diminishes. The poor find support. The oppressed are protected. Whenever God's right way of living flourishes, there's joy and blessing in the city. If we're genuinely living out God's ways, then the result will be good news for everyone. The way we live will make the community around us better and more whole. God invites us to be a part of his work to heal the world. He invites us all to bring joy to the city. Let's pray. Dear God, please help me to join you in bringing joy to others. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Addie Inker, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.